Logan Padgett is the captain of the Lydia Marie, a 44-foot wooden troller based in Wrangell. The Lydia Marie began taking on water around 8 p.m. Monday in the rough seas of Frederick Sound when Padgett sent out a mayday and steered for the protected northern shore of Reed Island in Farragut Bay. The helicopter launched from Air Station Sitka and made the 81-mile trip to Reed Island by 10:15. Padgett spoke to the air crew by radio, letting them know that the flooding was under control. Then something went wrong.
It was dark, so we were just looking at the helicopter lights, so there wasn't really much to see. But we could hear the rotors 1 second, and then loud crash the next, and then silence.
Padgett turned on the Lydia Marie's crab lights. He and his younger brother rowed ashore and met one of the helicopter's pilots on the beach near where the aircraft had come to rest, inverted among some trees. He brought the pilot a handheld VHF radio, which he used to call for additional help. Padgett says it did not feel strange that he was now the one coming to the aid of the Coast Guard.
Of course, there's just people helping people at that point.
Padgett says he knows nothing about helicopters or what might have caused the accident. As a mariner, he does know the weather, and it was not a good night.
I know that visibility was terrible, and the gusts of winds were terrible. It was just a really bad flying conditions.
In all, Padgett says he and his brother spent 5 or 6 hours on the beach at Reed Island helping the air crew. They brought them sleeping bags from the Lydia Marie. They used their radios to communicate with Petersburg responders and state troopers. Another helicopter from Air Station Sitka arrived to take the crew to safety. Shortly after daybreak, the cutter Elderberry came to escort the Lydia Marie at about 8 in the morning. Asked if he'll carry any particular memory of the events with him, Padgett said it was just kind of all one long, cold night. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.